Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And it's Mairead Ronan in for Andrea today. Well, it's how I live well. Every week we hear from someone who has mastered the art of living well and we learn from them. And this week we're talking about something that I absolutely love to do, organising. I'm joined in studio by Kim and Lynn from Assorted Affair. Good afternoon, girls.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, so when you say organised and that helps us live well, it definitely works for me. Mm-hmm. I love sorting things out at home. Mm-hmm. I find it declutters my mind. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in thinking that, or is that just for me?
It's 100% a form of therapy.
It is.
100%. Yeah. Just getting in there, clearing your space. Like you said, it clears your mind and it's, you're ticking off a sort of mental to-do list as well. So you're achieving something. So you feel good about it.
So I have tried, typical mindfulness many times, mm-hmm. and meditation. And it just doesn't work for me. I've tried loads of times to sit there. But when I go in and sort out a drawer or fix a press or go at my kid's wardrobe, I find I'm so calm and zen after it.
Yeah.
So that is my meditation.
I'm the exact same. So I have ADHD. So I find it really, really hard to sit and meditate, or because my mind just goes crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about a million and one things at once. But I actually love when I can think properly while I'm cleaning, while I'm sorting. I sort out all the world's problems and Kim gets all the voice notes. Yeah. But it allows you to think. You know?
Yeah. And I suppose in a way, when I have a problem and I go at something in the house, I solve the problem in
you
my head while I'm physically sorting out. So this
does magic.
Yeah. I think so. Some people avoid doing it. They're saying it's gotten too much.
Yeah,
so what? Any tips for them?
It can be very overwhelming. It's the reason we have a business.
Yeah,
you know, okay. Like they pick up the phone, they're like, we need help. And when we're in with people, they do exactly the same thing. There's tears, there's chats, there's problem solving. All three of us, you mm-hmm. know, so the client gets really into it as well. But if it's overwhelming, it's usually a massive big task. And we always say, just break it down. Start small. Start with one little thing. Start with your jeans. Start with your cups, start with your cutlery.
Okay.
Like really simple tasks, even when you're cooking the dinner and you're kind of feeling like everything's getting a bit on top of you and the house is a bit noisy or whatever, just maybe like take out the spices and get the kids to go, or can you match up? Have I got 50 turmerics, you know? Or get the older ones to check the out of date. And it might seem like such a random thing to do, but it might just give you a bit of quiet. It'll keep the kids busy and it's another job ticked off the list.
It's also something that you have to continuously do, because I would have thought, again, I'm saying I'm someone who is always on top of these things because I enjoy doing it. But, you know, I recently did a little press of food cupboardy thing and I found spices from 2021. Like, here we are, 2024.
It's mad, isn't it?
I was horrified.
No. Sometimes if you don't have the correct systems in place as well, they can get lost, especially with deep presses in the kitchen and pantries and stuff like that. Things just kind of tend to get pushed to the back. So keeping on top of it, regular clearance.
So you've touched on your business. Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners, what is your business? How people can get in touch with you? What exactly do you do?
Okay, so we are Assorted Affair. Mm-hmm. So you get myself and Lynn arrive at your door, and whatever it is, you might have reached out. So some people are reaching out because they've got a wardrobe that they need help with. Some people have an entire house that they need help with, or it might be a kitchen, or it might be a salon, a back end of a salon. And there's so many people working there and it's very hard to get a system in place because, you know, everyone has their ideas. So if you bring us in, we'll put the system in place and everyone just has to keep to it. And it's usually something that works and makes massive difference.
You sort it out and then put a system in place that they can follow.
Exactly. So essentially, it's the first thing we do is we rip it all out. We take everything out. We put all the like for like items together, regardless of the space we're in, whether it be a home or a business. And then we'll go through it with you, see what you need to keep. We'll ask questions like, you know, is this what you're wearing day to day to work? So it might be different for you versus me. Do you know that mm-hmm. kind of way? So, and making sure that when we put it all back together, that it works for the home or it works for the individual or it works for the business. So
it's not one size fits all.
Certainly not. Far from it.
Okay.
You know, even myself and Lynn, we're complete opposites. We're complete yin and yangs. What works for her house and her three children probably wouldn't work for my house and my two children, you know? So you have to really adapt and think on your feet and just listen. you know, to the person what it is that they're struggling with, their pain points are. That's what we'd always say to someone. If your house is giving you a hassle or it's really affecting your mental health, think of the pain points. Think of those moments where you just want to scream and go, is there anything I can do? Sometimes it's breakfast. Sometimes it's making lunches. Sometimes it's finding the uniforms in the morning, whatever it might be. So try and think of those moments and try and think, is there something I can do, whether it be the night before or the weekend before, that will help that go a bit more smooth? And like, that's going to make a big difference to your week.
What's the most, I suppose, common area of the house that you get pulled in to sort out?
Kitchen and wardrobe.
Okay.
Definitely.
With a little sprinkle of playrooms, toy rooms, if they're lucky enough to have it, or just toys in general.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we'll come and do toys and we could be in the bedroom, the kitchen, the living room. You know,
they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Infiltrate the house.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine wardrobe for women, it's, and I suppose fast fashion clothes are cheaper. People have lots of them and then will still stand in front of it every day and say, I've nothing to wear.
Yep. 100%. It's too much. It's overstimulating for your brain. Completely overstimulating. So you're opening that and you're just, it's just screaming at you. Whereas if you have a nice little capsule wardrobe that you've pre-planned your outfits, it just makes your day go an awful lot easier.
Mm.
And you're not giving yourself that bad feeling. Like a lot of our clients will hold on to clothes because they don't yet fit.
Mm.
Or,
all guilty.
Yeah, or they're the free baby ones. Or they
money,
exactly.
You know?
So they're not really logical reasons to keep the items. You're not going
sometimes
to do it.
Sometimes there's sentimental reasons.
Yeah.
I have a red dress that I wouldn't go over my head anymore, but I have kept it because I just love it and it's folded up. But I can't have 10 of those things.
No, like, exactly.
You can only have one.
Exactly.
We hear about spring clean all the time, obviously during spring. But how often should we do a bit of a spring clean?
I suppose seasonally, like I know you're saying, but we always say spring clean, don't we? It's kind of one of those.
Even
you
in
know.
Summer and even in winter.
Yeah, but it should be like a winter clean, an autumn clean, or it's just seasonal. Like for us, we're mams. So like it's like, you know, right, August, you're kind of prepping for September and the back to school and you're trying to introduce the routines again, you know.
Yeah,
and then at this time of year, yes, we're thinking spring and we're kind of thinking about what I would think about is like we want to be outdoors more. We don't want to be like slaves to our homes. We want to be able to get out and get the fresh air with the kids or whatever it is. So like, yeah, like I would say quarterly at least
100%.
Attack, you know, the wardrobe and do a little swap. So like a lot of people have jam packed wardrobes, but like if it's July and you've got your, you know,
winter heavy
length fur coat there.
Yes, my floor length.
First thing came to mind, red. I'm not saying you do.
Your big full length puffer that you wear at the side.
Exactly.
Of the
yeah, exactly. You might not. You shouldn't have that taking up the space. So, and it does. Like it'll stand to you. It'll stand to you every morning when you go to get ready in the like.
I've talked about this to my sisters. When we grew up, any home I went into was always very, very tidy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe more women were at home. That's possibly a reason. But I do think the other reason is we had a lot less stuff.
100%.
You touched on the toys. I mean, I can kind of count how many toys I had growing up, but I know my daughters wouldn't be able to, that they'd be here for 2 months listing off things.
I think that's got to do with, you know, YouTube and TikTok and all of these things that they're I think the value has gone from toys and stuff like that. But there's also such instant buys, especially not for the kids, but as adults going onto Shein and Temu and buying these like gadgets and flimsy clothing and stuff like that, and it's just like a dopamine hit. It's just a sort of, oh yeah, I'll get that, but you don't actually really need it. Or it's more than likely it's not even functional.
Yeah, we hear it so much and it really breaks our heart. You'd be like, oh, I got this on Shein, like I'm using that, or I got this online, let's say, right?
Yeah,
and it was really cheap, it was such a bargain, and sure, I'll get a couple of wears out of it. Like I've friends who do it, and then like 2 weeks later I call into her and she's sewn into her top and I'm like, what happened? She's like, ripped. I'm like, but if you had saved up that amount and just bought
something,
a decent version of that, or gone to the charity shop, or gone, like, I love the new generation that's coming
they're
up. I think they are going to be an awful powerful bunch.
They are.
You know, like sustainability is at their core. You know, it's what they're fed with, even our kids, like you know, they're used to going into charity shops. They love it.
My 21 year old niece, she is all about that.
It's amazing.
So they are good. I always say they are more with a lot less stuff.
100%. The future is bright. It really is. And we've a lot to learn still.
So being organised and how good it is for your overall well-being is because it gives you back a bit of time. So you have to put some time into it initially.
Yeah, 100%.
But it does give you back time.
Like, one of our taglines is that we give the gift of time. And it kind of sounds funny, but genuinely we do. So if we go into a home and it's a family, a busy family, and it's just taking jobs off their lap, it's making things happen quicker. It's making you get out in the morning quicker. So you have time to stop for your coffee before you come to the studio. It's tiny little nuggets. You're adding up the seconds and then the minutes, and then it turns into days. It really does make a difference.
And something we were talking about on the show yesterday is, you know, the most valued skill as a parent is patience. Mm-hmm. And stuff you're touching on there, if you have good time management, you don't lose the rag, you're not getting frustrated and flustered because,
exactly,
you know, you found the thing the kid's looking for and you're out the door,
yeah,
on time.
Or you've done it the night before.
You've done it the night before.
It really is that, isn't it? It's like, you know, Lynn always says, thank your future self. It's like, always think about that. That's her little line, and she's like, it's like her little mantra.
It is.
Thank your future self. And it's just, like I say, find those pain points and figure out what I can do in advance to avoid, as best, there's going to be, you know, random dramas. I can't find my pink and white bobbin.
It's a lot of trial and error as well. Like, what works for, as Kim said earlier, what works for one family might not work for another. So it's about getting yourself in a little groove and having a little system that works well for you.
Lots of people are seeing videos on Instagram. I see them because my phone listens to me, of course, of people who unpackage everything and put them into plastic containers, and their fridge looks like something from like Donnybrook Fair. And so you're not going down that road.
Absolutely. We are the complete opposite of that aesthetic. Like, yes, it looks great. And yes, there are certain projects that we can do that on, that they have the space and the budget to do that. But realistically, in a day to day, it's about functionality, not aesthetic. So it does not have to look pretty. It just needs to be organised and tidy, and you can put your hands on it where you need to.
Okay, text in here. Mairead, do the girls clear attics? They sound brilliant.
We can do an attic as long as there's a stairs.
Of course.
Yeah. No styras, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah. So you're going up a full staircase.
Up a full set of stairs.
You're not going up a styra.
Or if you have a good set of hands involved, you can empty it all down and we can do it in another space, box it all off and then get it back up. So,
okay, how do people get in touch with you?
Instagram, so at @a.assortedaffair or www.assortedaffair.ie.
Brilliant. Kim and Lynn from Assorted Affair, thank you so much for that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.